lupa or property. Kadalasan at karamihan pa rin sa ating mga Pilipino, kapag tinanong natin kung anong magandang investment, palaging isasagot ay real estate property or property investment. At ngayon, meron ding sumisikat na magandang investment, ang mga real estate investment trust or REITs. Ano ba ang mas maganda? Ano ba talaga ang nababagay sa iyo? Watch this video to find out. Kamusta po mga ka-RFF? This is Morgan De Guzman again. Welcome back to our channel. Karamihan sa ating mga Pilipino, lalo na mga young professionals like myself, are dreaming of having a real estate or property investment. And isa ito sa mga unang iniisip din dahil sino ba naman ang may ayaw ng magandang bahay, condominiums, or house and lot na maaari nating tirhan o pwede rin nating iparenta for rental income. May mga kakilala tayo panigurado na nakapag-invest na sa mga real estate properties at pinaparentahan nila yan. Yung rental income nila ang kanilang passive income. And this is evident dahil karamihan din naman sa mga online forums and groups, maraming mga nagtatanong about sa viability ng real estate investment. People are sharing their experiences, strategies, and life hacks about real estate purchases and investments. While many think that real estate investment is a good investment, marami pa rin namang nag-aalangan dahil sa requirements to entry. Unang-una dyan, yung capital na kailangan mo para makabili ka ng isang real estate property. Paano ka nga ba naman makapag-invest sa real estate if you are just starting to earn your own income, di ba? That's why ngayon, sumisikat na ang mga real estate investment trust or REITs that can give you the earnings potential of a real estate property without actually owning a real estate. Kaya ngayon, pag-usapan natin kung ano ba ang mas bagay sa'yo. Ang mag-invest ba sa physical real estate property o mag-invest muna sa REITs? For this video, we'll talk first about real estate, its pros and its cons as an investment, and the strategies on how to make money out of it. Then we'll proceed with REITs, kung ano ba ito, pros and cons nito as well, and how to get started for as low as 10,000 pesos. And last is how we can combine both physical property investment and REITs dahil alam naman natin na maaaring gumawa tayo ng sound investment strategy using both these assets. So unahin natin ang real estate. Ang real estate investment ay ang ownership of properties kagaya ng land, houses, buildings, and condominium units for the purpose of generating income. By saying that, literal na property itself, a tangible asset na pwede mo talagang hawakan. Ito ang isa sa pinakakilalang forms or traditional way of investing and dates way, way back, even before the birth of the stock market or the stock trading. At ito din ay isa sa kinoconsider na isa sa mga safest methods of investing dahil sa nature nito na tumataas ang value over the years and decades. And buying real estate is still considered by many as a recession-proof investment, meaning kahit sa mga panahon ng downturns, there's still a demand for real estate properties. And time again, it has delivered and shown to be an excellent and safe investment option. Even when compared to stock and other forms of investment, real estate investments offer the following advantages. Number one, it is a hard and tangible asset. Unlike stocks or bonds or other financial assets, real estate as an investment is tangible. Ibig sabihin, it can be seen, it can be touched, it can be physically occupied. Kapag sinabi nating financial freedom and comfort, diba, we always imagine ourselves in a nice and beautiful property with our loved ones. We can have a sense of ownership and control, and this provides a level of stability and security for many of us. Number two, it can be a source of passive income. Real estate can generate a consistent stream of passive income through rental income payments or rental payments from tenants, and this extra passive income is what makes a real estate investment attractive for many Filipinos. Madami tayong kilala na may-ari ng mga paupahan or apartments that gives them steady cash flow on a monthly basis. This income can provide financial stability, especially when compared to some other investment options na hindi nagbibigay ng regular income. And number three, it can increase in value through capital appreciation. Nagmamahal ang presyo ng lupa. Alam nating lahat yan. especially in long periods of time. Our very own Rex Mendoza explained that in his recent video about business trends in investing.
Many people would have missed, hey, to produce real estate, you need factors of production like labor, cement, steel, glass. Eh dahil sa inflation, nagtaas ang lahat yan eh. So can you make the same building at the same price? Of course not. And the other issue about real estate, eh kahit ano pong mangyari, limited resource yan. Kung gusto mo ng lupa sa Makati, pakunti ng pakunti ang available. Kung gusto mong tumira in the plush villages of our best subdivisions, pataas ng pataas po yan because people who are earning a little more are trying to jockey against each other to get the primest of the prime properties in this country.
This can lead to potential capital gains kapag binenta na ang property. And there are several factors that contribute kung bakit tumataas ang presyo ng real estate investment. Unang-unang factor, syempre limited inventory in a given location. Land is a finite resource. Ibig sabihin, may limit lang ang bilang ng available land in a specific area. And as the population and demand grows, so is the price per square foot. Pangalawang factor nito, higher replacement cost. Tumataas din ang price ng factors of production ng isang property like cement, steel, glass, and other construction costs such as labor, and this contributes sa pagtaas ng presyo ng mga properties. Pangatlong factor, direct owner involvement. Mas tumataas pa rin ang value ng properties depending on the renovations and improvements made by the owner. Nasa diskarte din yan. Isa sa mga strategies dito ay yung buy undervalued properties, renovate them, and resell them at a much higher price. Parang ang term dito ay yung flipping na tinatawag. Number 4 advantage naman sa real estate is the leverage opportunity. Real estate ay nagbibigay din ng potential for leveraging. Pwede kang gumamit ng utang o manghiram muna ng pera tulad ng mortgage para makabili ng properties. This allows investor to control a larger asset kahit may kunting pera ka pa lamang. Leverage can amplify potential returns, but it's also important to consider the associated risk, including potential for higher debt obligations, and it can also balloon negatively in times of higher interest rates, such as what we are experiencing today. And last advantage, and maybe the most significant, is the legacy for family and future generations. Para kanino ba tayo nag-i-invest in the first place? Diba? Para sa atin yung mga families and loved ones, diba? So real estate investments can create a lasting legacy for your family and future generations. May papamana natin yan sa ating anak, sa apo, and even future generations. That can be a very significant contribution sa kanilang financial status and future. And if maraming advantages, syempre, meron din yung mga disadvantages at pag-usapan din natin itong mga to. Number one disadvantage, we all know this, it requires a large amount of capital. So it is a cash-heavy investment. And this is the number one barrier kung bakit hindi nakakapasok o nakakapag-invest ang karamihan dahil nga malaki ang capital requirement dito. And also, kung monthly payments naman natin gagawin yan, it can also be a significant amount. And with the continuous rise in prices, marami talagang mga investors or mga interesado ang hindi makasali dito or hindi makapasok dito. Number two is inadequate financing or credit line. One solution to lack of capital is to borrow from the banks and other financing sources. Kaso ang problema, marami rin ang hindi eligible to borrow or have less than acceptable credit history. Especially young professionals, since they lack a strong credit line. May hirapan makakuha ng bank loan at dahil dito ay almost left out na sila sa pagkuha ng maayos na property for investment. Number 3 disadvantage is the lack of proper information. Lack of accurate and up-to-date information can lead to poor investment decisions. Like, saan bang location sulit, ang properties, transportation and commute considerations, ano ang mga landmarks or mga essential infrastructures around it, kung binabaha ba ang area, okay ba ang developer, ma-turn over ko ba ito sa agreed turnover date, diba? Idagdag pa dito yung lack of proper information and disclosure for payment schemes, developer issues, hidden fees, cost of delays, and other gaps in communication that can cause disappointments, disagreements, and potential loss of capital. And madami din tayo nadidinig na property purchase nightmares that can cause significant buyer's regret for many. Number four is liquidity issue. Compared sa ibang investment like stocks, di ba? Considered as illiquid investment ang real estate properties. It can take a significant amount of time before you can turn your property into cash. So especially in challenging market conditions, maaaring cost nito ay ibenta ang property in a much lesser price o ibenta na lang ng palugi just to sell the property investment in times of emergency. Diba? That's the last thing we want to do. Some of the popular strategies to earn in physical real estate are buy and hold. Ito yung pagbili ng property with the purpose of holding it and act as a landowner and rent it out to possible tenants in exchange for rental income, and then the property can be sold at a much higher price. Another one is fix and flip. Diba? Fix and flip. Binibili mo ang undervalued properties, minsan mga second-hand properties, with the purpose of renovating it and selling it at a much higher price. This strategy requires a keen understanding of market trends, renovation cost, and the ability to add value to the property. Pangatlo, and another thing, is short-term rentals. Pwede mo ring iparenta ng short-term ang iyong property sa Airbnb and other similar platforms. So this strategy can generate higher rental income compared to traditional long-term rentals. Pero kailangan din dito ang frequent and active management and compliance with the local government. So land development, maaari ka ding bumili ng underdeveloped or vacant lots at tayuan ito ng either residential properties or rental or commercial properties for long-term lease. At maraming pang ibang strategies dito. Ang options sa real estate investing ay almost unlimited. At ang earnings potential as well ay depende rin yan sa number of factors like location, the demand, the management, and development ng property owner. So, balikan naman natin ngayon ang number one disadvantage of investing in physical real estates. Diba? It needs a large amount of capital to start with. So, however, investors who want to earn from real estate can now do so without really owning a piece of physical property thanks to the Real Estate Investment Trust or REITs. So, REITs gives ordinary Filipinos the potential earnings of real estate properties like commercial buildings, office spaces, and malls without really owning pieces of real estate. So, kung hindi ka pa ready at kulang pa ang iyong capital o hindi ka pa rin handa to spend a large sum of money to buy your own property, then this investment can be a very good option if you want exposure in real estate. REIT investing works very similar to buying and selling regular stocks. Ang pinagkaiba nga lang is you're buying shares of listed companies na may hawak at may direct involvement in managing commercial and industrial real estate. They pay regular dividends to investors, and very much like real estate investments, you can also expect regular cash flows. So gumagawa ang mga pinakamalalaking real estate company sa Pilipinas ng kanilang version of REITs at nilalagay nila yung ilan sa mga properties nila inside that REIT. So when an investors buy shares of their REITs, kasali na ang mga investors sa earnings potential ng mga REITs using the rental income that its properties generate. So example, si Ayala Land. Ayala Land is one of the biggest developer sa ating bansa. We all know them, di ba? They created a REIT, the first ever REIT in the country. Ang portfolio ng REIT includes Ayala North Exchange, McKinley Exchange Corporation Center, and Solaris One Makati. Kasama din sa REIT ang Teleperformance Cebu, the 30th Corporate Center in Pasig, BPI Pilam Life Makati Office Space, at Ayala Center Cebu. So pwede nyo pong i-check ang REIT's website para sa full list ng kanilang property holdings. So ibig sabihin, kung meron kang shares ng REIT, you also own shares of the earnings potential of the rental income of the properties that I have mentioned. So another notable REIT in the country is MREIT, sponsored by Megaworld, another big developer in the country. Nasa portfolio nila ang kanilang townships in Eastwood City in Pasig, Iloilo Business Park, and McKinley Hill in Fort Bonifacio, Taguig. Pero hindi lahat ng REITs nakafocus sa commercial property development. Merong ibang REITs na nagpo-focus sa energy and electricity production. Ang mga REITs na ito ay kumikita both on the lease of the properties, siyempre may mga rentals pa rin, and part of the profits is in the energy production business. An example of this is CREIT or CityCore Energy REIT, which focuses on solar energy production and positions itself as an investment for a cleaner and greener future. Nasa portfolio nito ang mga solar power plants kagaya ng Clark Solar Power Plant, CityCore Solar Tarlac 1, and CityCore Solar Cebu. Other developers na mayroon ding REITs ay ang Robinson's Land with their RL Commercial REIT or also known as RCR. Meron din tayong Philinvest Land with Philinvest REIT or Phil REIT. Meron din po tayong Double Dragon with Double Dragon Meridian Park REIT or DDMPR. Meron ding Vista Land REIT with Vista REIT or also known as VREIT. Meron ding Premier Island Power REIT or PREIT, another power generation focused REIT. And the REIT industry is really growing since its popularity sa mga investors ay pataas ng pataas at parami din ng parami ang mga developers na nagsasabing magtatayo na sila in the near future. So take note, 2020 lang po nagsimula ang REITs sa Philippine market. Isa sa mga inaabangan ay ang REIT ng SM Group, which we all know has a very large base of SM malls and commercial properties that can become part of its REIT portfolio. So it's expected to launch in 2024. At marami po ang nag-aabang dito. So we have covered REITs extensively in our several videos dito sa aming channel. So we created a playlist for you, aming mga ka-RFF. So we link it in our description box below. So make sure to check it out. Ngayon, pag-usapan naman natin kung anong mga advantages of investing in REITs. So ano-ano nga ba ang mga ito? Number one is its affordability or low price entry. Sumikat ang REITs dahil it empowered Filipinos to participate in the world of real estate investing for such a low cost. If buying physical real estate would cost you millions of pesos, sa REITs po, it would only require you to invest a few thousand of pesos. For example, if you want to buy a REIT shares at its current price of 34 pesos per share multiplied by its minimum board lot of 100 shares, kailangan mo lang mag-invest ng 3,400 pesos. Malayong-malayo po ang diferensya, hindi po ba? With this, you can invest regularly if you still want to increase your exposure in REITs. Number two is regular earnings through dividends. Under the REIT Act of 2009, REITs must pay for at least 90% of their distributable annual income as dividends to their shareholders. Hindi kagaya ng property stocks, required at guaranteed ng ating batas ang pag-i-issue ng mga REITs ng mga dividends on a quarterly basis. Mas mataas din po ang dividends ng mga REITs compared to bonds and other fixed income instruments. The dividend payout of REITs ranges from 4% up to 6% annually. At kapag tumatagal pa at lumalaki pa ang portfolio ng mga REITs, ay tataas pa ang dividends nito. Number 3 is capital appreciation. Bukod sa dividends, maaari ka rin kumita sa REITs kapag tumaas ang share price nito. Considering that the value of properties increases over time, REIT share prices may also grow. When we published our first video about a REIT, its price was only around 24 pesos per share. And now, its price at 34 pesos per share. And that's already a 40% upside. So number 4 is liquidity. Hindi katulad ng physical real estate na maaaring tumagal sa paghahanap ng buyer before mo maibenta, di ba? You can almost instantly sell your REIT shares sa stock exchange. And you can receive the money in less than 1 week. Once makapag-request na tayo, mabenta na natin yung shares at ma-withdraw or ma-redeem na natin yung funds na yan or yung proceeds sa broker natin. Ideal ito sa mga investors na gusto ng easy access sa kanilang funds. Number 5 is diversification. If you buy shares sa REITs, instantly your investment is diversified already in multiple properties. Kahit sa isang REIT ka lang mag-invest, you already add multiple income-generating assets to your investment portfolio. Another great thing about REITs is the power of accretive growth. This means na may capability ang REITs to acquire new properties at ipasok ito ulit sa portfolio, resulting in higher earnings due to higher rental income. For example, when A-REIT was launched, it only has 3 properties. Pero ngayon, it has over 19 properties in its portfolio. Ganong karami yung nadagdag. So number 5 is the ease of investing. Kapag mag-i-invest tayo sa physical real estate, hindi lang capital lang iisipin mo, pati effort at pag-aasikaso din with all the paperworks, the physical appearances, to ensure the quality of the property. This will all go away when you invest in REIT. So all you need to do is to open an account with a stockbroker, fund your account, and you can buy REIT shares agad-agad. And in the same manner, you can sell your shares for cash in few clicks. So on the flip side naman, syempre meron din po mga disadvantages ang REITs. Unang-una dyan, syempre dahil nasa stock market siya, meron ditong market risk. So dahil nga tinetrade ito sa stock exchange, exposed ito sa fluctuations and volatility ng market. Malaki ang epekto ng economic downturns or changes in investor sentiment in REIT prices. Number 2, interest rate sensitivity. REITs can be sensitive to changes in interest rates. When interest rates rise, the cost of borrowing for REITs may increase at makaka-apekto ito sa kanilang profitability. Evident ito ngayon sa mga REITs sa Philippine Stock Exchange, which suffered in performance dahil sa mataas na interest rates ngayon. Pangatlo, variability in dividend payouts. Although required ng government na mag-issue ng dividends ang mga REITs, hindi po guaranteed ang amount at ang yield nito dahil nakadepende pa rin yan kung gano'ng kalaki ang kikitain ng mga REITs for a specific time period. At ito ay magbabago-bago depende sa performance at profitability ng isang REIT. Pang-apat, lack of control. Dahil nakikibakas ka lang sa mga malalaking developer kagaya nila Ayala, nila Megaworld, at ng mga companies na banggit ko, wala tayong control on how the properties inside of a REIT should be managed. Maaring hindi tayo mag-agree or hindi ka sumang-ayon kung paano nila patakbuhin ito. Pero wala tayong say dito sa mga properties REIT should buy and or acquire next. Or even how much dividend earnings should the board of directors declare. Number 5, tenant quality risk. Dahil iba-iba ang mga properties ng mga REIT, magkaiba din ang mga klase ng tenant na umuupa sa mga properties na ito. At kapag nagkaroon ng significant changes in policy or market condition, or maaring mag-iba ang panahon, di ba, di natin masasabi, maaring ito ay maka-apekto sa occupancy rates ng mga properties. For example, most commercial spaces are closed at hindi kumikita noong COVID-19 lockdowns. And it impacted the profits and earnings of malls, offices, and commercial spaces nung panahon na yon. So another risk also is if ang mga tenants mo ay under lamang sa isang industry, there's also a risk if may mangyari in that said industry. Take into account what happened sa mga POGOs recently. Some REITs have properties primarily occupied by POGOs few years back. And now, nabawasan at umalis ang mga POGOs sa bansa. Nawalan ng mga tenants ang mga properties na ito. And this change was reflected in the lower share price and lower dividends ng mga affected REITs. Ngayong naiintindihan na natin ang REIT at gusto na nating magsimula, paano nga ba mag-i-invest dito? So una lang natin kailangan gawin ay maggawa tayo o mag-open tayo ng stock trading account. We have outlined an easy guide for you mga ka-RFF. Number 1, kailangan lang nating mag-aral. Siyempre, alamin muna nating mabuti kung para sa'yo ba talaga ang stock market investing. Keep in mind na pang long term ito and it will take many many years or decades for you to successfully build a stock market portfolio to fulfill your financial dreams. Pero ingat lang din mga ka-RFF, maraming napapasok o nalulugi sa stock market dahil sa paghahabol ng mga trending at hype stocks na sumisikat dahil lang sa market emotion and sentiment. Sabi nga ng famous investor na si Mr. Warren Buffett, "The stock market is a device of transferring money from the impatient to the patient." Kaya dapat aralin nating mabuti ang stock market basics, ang fundamental analysis of evaluating companies, at ang proper strategies on how to successfully navigate the stock market. Kami po dito sa Ramber Financials ay makakatulong sa inyo sa pamamagitan ng proper market education and learnings together with our trusted partners, MyTrade and UTrade. Step number 2 is to create a stock trading account. With the help of the modern technology, ngayon ay madali nang makapaggawa at makapag-invest dahil meron ng mga maaasahan na online investment platforms like MyTrade and UTrade, which gives us access to the stock market and syempre very very affordable din yan. You can open an account online at kailangan lang natin ng mga requirements na ito. Unang-una, kailangan natin ng 2 valid government IDs. Kailangan meron tayong bank account. We have to provide our bank account name and our bank account number. And number 3, kailangan natin ng billing statement such as electric billing statement, water, or credit card. Alam nyo ba, mga KRFF trivia, many years ago, decades ago, kailangan natin ng malaking capital para makapag-open ng account sa stock market. Pero ngayon, 10,000 pesos na lang ang kailangan natin para makapagsimula. Minsan mas mababa pa yan kapag may mga ongoing promotions ang ating mga partners. So make sure to tune in and take advantage of it. Step number 3, kapag nakapagawa ka na ng account at meron ka na ring buying power, pwede ka na ngayong mamili at mag-invest sa mga stocks na gusto mo. Ngayon, isa pang katanungan. Paano naman kung hindi mo alam o hindi ka sure sa mga stocks na bibilhin mo? The good news is, our stock trading partners, MyTrade and UTrade, and their experienced analysts and researchers, they are giving regular stock recommendations and strategies kung saan ay makakuha tayo ng ideas at actionable game plan to get started. Step 4 is to invest regularly. Remember na ang investing ay hindi one time big time. Dapat tayo ay disciplined at consistent sa pag-iinvest. Parang pag-iipon at pagtatanim yan, it will require constant care and commitment para ito ay lumago at magbunga para sa ating mga long-term financial goals. We have a full video on how to start investing in REITs. We link the video in the description for your reference. So make sure to watch the video next. Now, the ultimate question is, ano ba talaga ang mas maganda? Real estate or REITs? Ano ba talaga? So well, nakadepende naman po yan sa inyo. Sabi nga, di ba? Beauty is in the eyes of the investor. It will largely depend on your situation and current financial standing and preferences. First consideration is the capital requirement. Physical real estate requires millions of pesos to acquire. If meron ka ring access to bank financing, you can also do that. Pero if you don't have the capital yet at di mo pa rin kaya ang monthly payments for a property, then maybe you can start building your portfolio by investing in REITs. Second is the issue of control. Gusto mo ba na ikaw ang masusunod sa mga properties? Ikaw ang gagawa ng mga desisyon dito? Ikaw ang magmamanage? Ikaw ang mag-aasikaso? Gusto mo talaga ng total involvement and responsibility as a landlord? Then maybe physical real estate a consideration. Or kung ayaw mo naman masyadong asikasuhin, sakit ng ulo, gusto mo lang ng exposure sa real estate market, and gusto mo rin ng earnings potential ng real estate, maybe investing in REITs is the right way. Third consideration is the potential for higher returns. Physical real estate can bring you a much larger return on investment depending on the location, the condition of the property, and demand for your specific property. Pero if okay ka na sa regular cash flow of REITs without the headache, then go for REITs instead. Pero in the real world, hindi naman natin talaga kailangan pagpilian to o maging dilema dahil we can invest in both physical real estate and REITs at the same time. So pwede naman nating pagsamahin yan inside our portfolio, di ba? Meron tayong real asset, meron din tayong financial asset. So pag ganito, meron talaga tayong sound real estate investing strategy. Talagang solid po. So example, if nagsisimula ka pa lang at gusto mong magkaroon ng physical real estate investment in the near future, maaari kang magsimula mag-invest sa mga REITs using a part of your monthly income. At may mga dividends na makukuha mo on a quarterly basis at maaaring i-reinvest sa mga REITs or gamitin ito pambayad sa monthly amortization sa isang physical property investment. With this, you are using the earnings you get from a REIT investment to pay for your physical property investment. Another example naman, if ikaw or ang iyong family ay mayroong physical property sa ngayon na ipinapaupahan o pinaparentahan at kumikita ka ng regular income dito, you can let that rental income grow by investing it in REITs sa stock market to make it earn dividends. And then, from that dividend income, you can save it up or reinvest it either to purchase more REIT shares or acquire a new property. Diba? Ang dami pong diskarte na pwedeng pagsamasamahin and i-bundle. So again, it doesn't need to be black and white choice. Diba? Hindi naman yung dilema tulad nga ng sinabi ko. Kung ano ang mas maganda, take it into consideration to know your current capabilities and limitations and alamin din ang mga options na available sa'yo para maging successful ang real estate investing journey at makaiwas rin sa mga real estate nightmare experiences. Gather all information possible at makakatulong din if you can consult a professional financial advisor or real estate broker to know all the options available for you. Mahalaga din na meron tayong stable financial foundation bago tayo mag-invest sa real estate, kagaya ng emergency funds, healthcare protection, and life insurance coverage. Bago tayo mag-invest, para kung mangailangan tayo, hindi tayo mahihirapan. Hindi natin ibebenta itong mga naipundar natin ng palugi. We here at Rambert Financials are committed to help guide you in achieving your financial goals sa pamamagitan ng mga educational videos and materials and also the best options for you to get started. With Rambert, we help you to take your simple steps to wealth creation towards the fulfillment of your life's goals and dreams. Kayo mga ka-RFF, saan kayo mas interesado? Ano po ba ang mas nagustuhan nyo? Real estate property ba o sa mga REITs? Kung may mga katanungan po kayo or meron kayong reaction sa video na to, please pakishare naman po sa aming comment section. Gusto po naming marinig kung ano ang opinion nyo at ang reaction nyo, mga ka-RFF. So ngayon, also, please feel free to like and share this video to your family, your friends, and your loved ones. The more people who know, the more that we could help others as well. And if hindi ka pa nakasubscribe sa aming channel, please do so para updated kayo sa mga latest videos na ilalabas namin. Again, this is Morgan D. Guzman. Maraming salamat po for watching this video at sa patuloy na pagtangkilik sa aming YouTube channel. Antayin po namin kayo sa aming mga susunod na video. Take care and God bless everyone.